This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host and best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, Derek Champagne.
It's your story, and it's part of it, good and bad. And I dealt with being shy, painfully shy as a kid too. And you know, people meet you now, they meet me, they wouldn't believe that you're out hosting podcasts, you're speaking, you're doing things. They're going, yeah. No, you weren't. And but there's things you overcame that were big in your life. But you know, there's a couple times when you gave up or you hid and you didn't do it. And so for those that the first time or the second time or the third time, like when you signed up for 4-H and didn't show. Yeah. So I want those that are dealing with that right now, and maybe you feel like you're in a pattern of defeat or that this thing has got you beat. It doesn't. Look at Michael's story and what he's sharing. It took a few times. It took several times, and he physically was sick from it. Keep the progression going for me. So you got through that time, and that was a big transformation. Was it all a smooth sailing from there? Or tell me how did you keep progressing to where you are?
Of course, Derek. I the next time I spoke, they gave me an award.
Oh, sure. But no, was it a continual progression for you from there that was a positive?
Yeah. Absolutely. And I don't want to mislead in the story. That wasn't the most polished day on the stage.
Right.
But it was the day when I said, now I know why I've always wanted to be here. And now I know that I can be here.
Yeah.
And it was the comfort level, you know, and I'm not going to say nerves didn't come back from time to time. You know, and you know, the other reality and the beauty of having spent time in the academic world and the career is that you get to speak a lot.
Right.
And Derek, you get to speak to people who don't necessarily want to listen to you.
Right.
So, you know, I'm not going to say you either get good or you go home, but you're going to have to get better.
Right.
So, you know, I've had people say, 8,000 presentations, how do you do that? Well, Derek, when I was on the faculty at the University of Illinois, two semesters a year, I taught between 5 and 7 different classes a semester. And that's 5 or 7 classes, each of which met 2 to 3 times a week for 16 weeks. You know, and they weren't the same subject.
Right.
You know, so you develop some things pretty quickly there. And, you know, you mentioned your listeners who may have this. You know, I found there are a number of things that get in people's way, right? There are the people who have experienced what I call the bad event or the bad experience.
Okay.
The time when you walked up to the front of the room, you tried to speak and nothing came out.
Hmm.
There are people who have had something like in my life where they had a traumatic event that somehow got them off track and devalued them. You know, I had another element going on in that whole process that impacted me, which was I was adopted. And while I had no problem being adopted and was blessed with amazing parents and always I was, there was always that little thing in the back of the head that I think pushes the "Are you good enough?" button.
Right.
And those doubts are there. So there's the people who have had experiences like that. You know, just there are things in their background that have made them question themselves. And that there's that inner critic. You know, there's that person says, you'll never be good enough, or you won't be as good as that person.
Hmm.
You know, you can work through all of those. And in fact, that's my passion now, Derek, is helping people work through those things.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.